And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
We're here. Oh man, we're here. And it's still quarantine or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. America's just bored of coronavirus. So we're like, you know what? Let's just die.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, quarantine, more like Borantine.
Whoa!
Yeah, you know what? They should fucking elect me.
Jokes.
Elect me, and I'll run on the Kanye ticket or whatever the fuck. He ain't really doing that, is he?
Oh, Kanye just needs attention. He's bored.
I know he's bored.
Apparently he has not actually filed paperwork.
Yeah, because a guy like him. Just, he's so eccentric. He probably just like, if I say I want to be president, I can just run for being president.
Yeah.
Which you could technically vote Kanye in.
I could vote myself in.
You could vote yourself in, you know, but.
Jen 2020.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
But I
promise not to do whatever's going on right now.
Whatever is going on.
Whatever is happening now, I will do the opposite. Jen 2020.
Actually, that'd be a great plan. You know how we have this coronavirus and, like, people keep getting sick?
No more coronavirus.
You know what? I'm going to do everything different.
Yeah.
And then people won't get sick.
Yeah.
Because that's how this works.
Yeah.
America. Jen. America. 2020. That, for some reason, that disturbed me because I'm 4th of July. I just saw because it came out, like, on 4th of July. And I was just like, is this just a thing where he's doing this to, like Ross Perot, the election?
He's just doing this because he needs attention.
Well, right. But, I mean,
he was like a MAGA moron for a while.
Apparently, he is not.
Well, yeah, he's sworn off Trump, but for a long time he was a Trump fan. And just now he's decided to turn to swear off Trump again because Kanye West needs attention.
A couple years ago, like right around the time with the Bill Cosby stuff, he just tweets like, Bill Cosby innocent. And everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
I think it's just a generational thing for me that I don't have an immense appreciation for Kanye West's music.
He has some good tunes. I mean, he's got some good tunes. I'm not going to say he doesn't.
Like 2008 was like the only time I really was like hip to his stuff, which is like around like, God, what was it? Graduation?
No, I think that was 808 on the whatever.
808. No. It was the one with the bear on the cover. Not the first one, but like the cartoon.
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's Graduation.
Sure.
You know, and Stronger.
I just remember when 808 on Heartbreak or whatever the fuck that was came out.
Right.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a huge affinity towards Kanye West.
But a lot of people just like freak the fuck out about his music.
Sure.
And it's just that it has never connected to me.
Hey, he's got some good jams.
No, he's very talented, you know what I mean? So I just, I don't know, again, showing my age.
Yeah.
You know, like the only.
I'm too old.
I can't. What is like my favorite rap? I like NERD.
Okay.
I'm liking that. Outkast. I like Outkast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few others. There's a rapper, Canadian rapper called Chaos that I think he's quite good.
Yeah.
And I had a few of his albums. I've always listened to rap because all my friends listen to rap.
Sure.
But I've never like been like, I got to go full rap. I've always been like shitty new metal guy. My flavor of music ended in 2004 and just stayed that way.
Yeah, I think that's what happens to all people.
But it feels weird because I want to, like, there's a part of my potential that isn't being unlocked because I'm not as embracing to the new music that's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know who a lot of these artists are. Like, I was going through, like, I mean, well, it's just pop culture in general. Like, a lot of things move past you so quickly.
Right.
A lot of these, like, younger things like that were, like, 10, 15 years ago that younger kids were into have now like grown up. And now those things, you know, are still like there's those people. I'm like, man, I remember High School Musical, man. I remember I was a kid and I used to like that.
Yeah.
When I was like in just going into junior high or something. And it's like, you know, but now it's, you know, that's like nostalgia to those people. And it's never going to be nostalgia to me.
No, because we're old.
You know, but here I am.
Old.
You know, old. And reading, you know, like this wrestling magazine I bought. This is 91. So this is, but technically it's more like 1990-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking 30 years.
Meh.
But that's it. It's just very strange. And like, I can remember today I was going through and just kind of getting reacquainted with some of the top podcasts out there, just kind of looking.
You were sending me all sorts of drag podcasts.
Well, because that's the thing, is I go through and I was just like, oh, I wonder if Jen knows about this. I just assume that anytime I see like drag race or some sort, because I know you say a bunch of like drag queen names. And like, I'll be like, or I'll see a bunch of drag queens, or I'll like whatever, and I'll be like, oh, that might be somebody Jen knows.
Yeah.
It's kind of like wrestling with me.
Yeah.
Like, you're
yeah.
Hey, do you know this wrestler? Oh, yeah. Well, he's dead. <You know>? It's like, but now it's like, for me, it's a lot better for you, because I get to say, hey, oh, you know this drag queen? They have a podcast.
Yeah. Not, that's good. That's a much better situation. Yeah, usually a much better situation. You don't always want to hear a drag queen on a podcast.
Well, the same with wrestlers.
It depends on the queen.
Yeah.
And it is a lot like wrestlers, because I'm sure there's wrestlers out there that you're like, I don't care. And then there's ones out there like that you're just like, wow, you're really insightful and you're super smart. I'm glad. I want to hear what you think. Like Bob the Drag Queen is like that.
Does he have a podcast?
I don't think Bob has a specific podcast, but he does like a lot of stuff. And
well, I feel like World of Wonder does like produces a lot of their own stuff. Like
yeah.
Just podcasts.
They all. Yeah. And TV and stuff. Like if you have, you know, World of Wonder Presents to watch Canada's Drag Race like I do, you get a bunch of like little there's other stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. I imagine yeah. It's a lot like the WWE Network.
I mean, I don't watch any of that other stuff because I don't really care, but.
But I was going through like a bunch of the newer podcasts out there and just like people that like, okay, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why does your podcast have so many reviews?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look it up and you're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like there's like some Jersey publicist that started a podcast. Apparently it's popular. And I'm like, I can't even remember. It was like Jersey Bell, which is apparently a show.
Okay.
But it's like, it's this thing. There's a lot of stuff like on Bravo, like a lot of these different things. It's like, it's just, I feel like I've taken a considerable break. Like I've scaled it back because mm-hmm. I, you know, before when I was like really trying to book shows and really trying to get hardcore or being hardcore with Sideshow, like things were so intense and I had to be like, oh, I know this, I know that. And I still should keep it on the news, but I got like months, you know, weeks of news that I haven't read. But I don't know how I got on this, but last thing I wanted to mention as far as podcasts go, apparently it just was like announced like yesterday or like in the past couple days, Jason Bateman, Will Arnett and Sean Hayes are gonna do a podcast.
Okay.
And the premise is it's always one of those famous friends jerk each other off.
Okay.
Podcast,
yeah.
Which is
Jack.
Which they're more prevalent now because nobody's doing fucking anything because of the fucking Ronas.
Right.
So like everybody's like, I guess I'll just start my podcast or I'll start this podcast again and give it another role. You know, like I've seen a lot of comedians do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're on like their third or fourth podcast, you know, but like, you know, starting it again. But I guess this one is one person will book a guest, but they won't tell the other two people who they booked.
Oh, okay.
So it's something like that, which is fun.
Sure.
And especially, you know, when you got a lot of high profile names flying around,
mm-hmm.
you know, that'll draw people's attention, which, you know, shit. I think some ads could be sold for that show, but mm-hmm. who knows? I mean, fucking Dax Shepard's like a huge fucking podcast star. And like,
that's so weird.
It is weird because I've only maybe listened to like two shows of that Armchair Expert. And it's just like that other trope of podcasting where I'm a talented person or I'm a celebrity. I don't know a lot of things, but I want to know. And I'm going to talk to other people about them. And we're just going to have conversations. Of course, that all depends on the personality and charm of somebody.
Right.
To maintain that.
Well, there's a podcast on the Exactly Right Network that just came out. And it's called I Said No Gifts. And it's
I saw that. I don't know anything about it, though.
So, and I can't remember the host's name. Shit, it escapes me. But the premise of the show is it's called I Said No Gifts, but every guest has to bring a gift to the host. And so basically they talk about why you brought the gift, and then you talk about gifts you've received and whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently that is the premise of this show.
And that's fun.
Yeah, it might be really cool. I've never actually listened to it.
Well, it's also going to get a lot of juice because it's with the My Favorite Murder crew. So people are going to look at that. And I think that's a fun premise.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun premise for sure.
As long as the talent.
I can't remember who does it. What is his name?
Probably some comedian or just
it is. Guy. It's a comedian. Somebody Karen knows.
But like Paul F. Tompkins is like doing like.
Well, he's like a podcast. You know.
But the only thing about Paul F. Tompkins is like he does a lot of shows and he just ends them and then he just starts them up and like people like lose their fucking minds.
Who said no gifts is Bridger Weiniger.
See, I don't know who that is.
I think he's a comedian, but I don't actually know.
But like,
know
it's
him.
The thing. That's the other thing too. It's like there's so many comedians. Like there's so many people coming up, moving past all these other comedians that like I used to be more in touch with.
Sure.
So it's just like, it's like Logan's Run. Everything just keeps changing.
Oh yeah. There's always a new comedian in the wings. Don't worry about that.
And it's very, it's great. And that's how that should be. Uh-huh. Because God damn it. You know, we don't need the same old shit all the fucking time, but it's very hard to keep up. Mm-hmm. And the people that do that on the regular and that are good at it, uh-huh. like I remember Jetson Karp, that was his whole thing, is like, I keep up on shit.
Sure.
You know, and I could talk about it in a meaningful way. God bless you for doing that, because that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, like even just in anything, like we do a comic book podcast, uh-huh. and I'm going to segue this into, you know, what else we could talk about, but like, sure. we don't really keep up on all the comic book stuff.
No. And I honestly cannot.
I see it and I'll be attention to it, but part of it, what I do enjoy, and hopefully this will happen again at some point, because once the comic book store, you know, once we can actually go out without fear of death,
death,
that you go and you're looking around and you're like, oh, they're doing a comic book about this, or, oh, what's this? This is new. This is different. You know, and just being surprised by it, instead of like being on like comic book resources or what was that site? Something Rama.
Comics Rama? Newsarama?
No, it was something else. It was something Rama that I used to go to, and you occasionally I would go there occasionally and see like, you know, the big like comic book news or whatever. I wouldn't know exactly, you know, what's coming out. Like, you know, like occasionally we'd be like, oh, they're rebooting the DC, you know, they're doing Rebirth. You know, and now they, for all I know, they could have already done another thing. Mm-hmm. And I would be surprised by that.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like comics. I just can't maintain the constant, like, upkeep.
No, I get it.
But tying into other news, because it is fun to, you know, hear about these things. And it also kind of, it's just what we're talking about, also goes for movies too.
Oh yeah.
Especially like trailers and shit. Like, I don't have time to constantly watch all the fucking trailers. Like, what was it? The Candyman trailer.
Yes.
The new one they're doing came out like months ago.
Yeah.
And I just saw it like the first time, I think 2 weeks ago.
I think what really sucks too is, like, you know, you and I used to go to a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So I would see a lot of trailers that way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go out of my way to watch trailers. So the only reason I might see something is maybe it's trending, or I'll see like a story about it somewhere.
Yeah.
Like today, Halloween Kills dropped a teaser, which is the next Halloween installment.
That's right. Okay.
So, but that was supposed to come out this year. It's not going to. It's not going to come out until October 2021, which is fine. Well, and actually, yeah, it's a pretty cool teaser because it's a teaser. So it's just, you know how at the, you know, spoiler alerts for the last Halloween movie, Halloween 2019 or whatever, yeah, the reboot. So at the very end, Jason's in Michael Myers is in what's her face's house,
Laurie Strode.
Yeah. And they burn it, right? Mm-hmm. And they escape in the back of the pickup. So they're getting away and they're all sitting in the back of the pickup, and the way the teaser is just opens on them sitting in the back of this pickup, not saying anything, and then you see the fire trucks coming towards the house. And then they just start screaming, "No, let it burn." And that's the teaser. And I'm like, that's a really cool teaser. Like, that's pretty awesome. Like, all right, cool.
Man, that's, yeah, kinda, that's good. I like that.
It's great. I mean, it's like, yes. Okay, so we know where this movie is.
Because you know that there's something that, like, something could happen. Because that was a good, I think we've talked about it on the show, but when we saw it, but it's pretty good.
Oh yeah, no, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I really did.
There's like a twist in there too that I didn't see coming.
Yeah,
you know, and it's also podcasters getting murdered.
That's right, podcasters getting murdered.
Podcasting is a salient point in this.
Oh yeah, and that guy totally gets it, and that guy fucking deserved to get it too because he's such an idiot.
That's right. The girl gets killed in the toilet too.
They both kind of get killed. But I just remember that part where he's like standing. It's like the very beginning. Like, they go to interview Michael Myers and he's like standing in like a courtyard.
Yeah.
And he's like goes up super close to him. And I'm like, dude, get away.
It's like, are you?
And he's such a dork. He's got like his little recording equipment. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's got that Zoom.
Yeah, he does.
Around the Zoom. He's got the dead cat on the microphone.
Yeah.
He's trying to get that diegetic sound.
Yep. You
know, more like, but he just died. He just got die sound.
Yep. Just die sound.
Die sound.
That was pretty funny though.
But yeah, no, I was, that's a good movie. Actually, yeah. Shit, I kind of want to watch it again.
I would like to. I recommend watching the teaser trailer. I mean, it's literally like 10 seconds.
Oh, I know. But I mean, just you telling me about it, I'm like, man, I'm kind of hyped now.
Right? I saw that and I was like, all right. Sweet, sweet. Yeah. I'm on board.
But yeah, I kind of like that going into just things kind of blind.
Yeah.
And having that. And I'm trying. I even, today I had another one of my declarations in the house saying that I'm going to swear off social media.
Until you do an unboxing.
I'm going to do an unboxing, but I'm not going to, you know, but it's hard enough because, you know, I think what happened was today I came on Twitter and it's like, you know, now what you could do. Did you know this on the trending topics? You can like
mute them.
You can mute them. And yeah. But you could also say it's like, this is harmful.
No, I've done that a couple times.
I do
times.
That to all the trending topics. I don't care what it is.
It's like cats. You're like,
because I already
this
know
is harmful.
Because I already know it's going to suck. I already know.
You don't know that it might just be actually be pictures of cats.
No, every trending topic has got something terrible going on in it.
Well, a lot of them do. That is true.
So I'm just like, because you, and especially it's like always, you think somebody's dead. It's like fucking, it drives me nuts. And I think I came on and I saw something about Trump saying like, I'm going to pull public funding for schools that won't open because of COVID. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to read this anymore.
Well, not only that, but he can't do that.
I know, but I don't want to read it anymore. And I know, like, I went on Facebook for a second and one of my friends was like, this is bullshit, going against it.
Sure.
And he was like, I don't want, you know, and if you want to fucking defriend me. And I was just like, I can't fucking do this.
I know.
I like the post. But then I like this post. But then
I can't fucking do this. Like
angry face.
Care.
Yeah, right. Hands up, fire emoji. But I saw that and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. But yeah, anyways, let's talk about real quick Catwoman. No, Batwoman.
Batwoman. So this just dropped today. And Deadline.com posted this news that there is a new Batwoman. So there's, now I've never seen the CW Batwoman. I know last season Ruby Rose was Batwoman.
It's only been one season, right?
It's only been the one season. And I don't know what happened. There's some sort of drama where Ruby Rose was like, I'm fucking out. Now, what that drama was, I don't know. I don't really think anybody does. So the question was like, what's going to happen with the show? Because Ruby Rose is obviously the star. So she walked.
She pretty much looks like, she pretty much is Kate Kane.
Yeah, she really is. She looks great for it. So they have cast a new Batwoman, who I believe is actually a new character as well.
Right.
Because I don't recognize it, the name for like from the comics. Mm. So it's this woman named Javica. I don't know if I'm
the actress's name.
Yes, the actress's name is Javica Leslie. I believe I'm saying that correctly. And if I'm not, I'm sorry. And just so she was actually on the show God Friended Me.
Yeah, that's like her biggest credit because she's done like a bunch of just
like random shit.
Stuff. But
God Friended Me was that one about the atheist who like God friends on Facebook.
That's why I'm stopping Facebook because God's gonna
God me. Might friend you. You never know. So
it she's looks, also a woman of color.
She is a woman of color, black woman, and she's also a bisexual in real life.
Oh.
So she's she put out a statement, hold on, and it says, I'm extremely proud to be the first black actress to play the iconic role of Batwoman on television. And as a bisexual woman, I'm honored to join this groundbreaking show, which has been such a trailblazer for the LGBTQ+ community.
Yeah, right.
Then Deadline just goes on to literally reprint the press release with like no context. So it just says, Leslie will play a new character in the title role who will succeed Rose's Kate Kane. Leslie will portray Ryan Wilder, who is about to become Batwoman. She's likable, messy, a little goofy, and untamed. This is not even in quotes, by the way. She's also nothing like Kate Kane, the woman who wore the Batsuit before her. With no one in her life to keep her on track, Ryan spent years as a drug runner dodging GCPD and masking her pain with bad habits. Today, Ryan lives in her van with her plant.
The van down by the river.
Plant? So I'm assuming it's like a cactus?
Ooh.
A girl who, this is what's so weird, because this is what I mean, they've reprinted the press release, because it just goes on to say, no quotes, a girl who would steal milk for an alley cat and who could also kill you with her bare hands. Ryan is the most dangerous type of fighter, highly skilled and wildly undisciplined, an out lesbian, athletic, raw, passionate, fallible, and very much not your stereotypical all-American hero. They literally just lifted that out of the fucking press release and dropped it in. No quotes, nothing. And they're just like, here you go. Because there's no way.
Wait, so the description was just like,
an out lesbian, period, athletic, period, raw, period, passionate, period, fallible, period, and very much not your typical all-American hero.
Raw.
Some PR person wrote that.
That's definitely like PR bullshit.
It is, and they just fucking lifted it, ran it as an article. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's definitely a bunch of motherfuckers at DC.
Like, I'm so bored.
Just be like, okay, we got to make this as fucking vague and attention grabbing as possible.
Yeah, don't just send it to Deadline. They'll just run it like an actual article and not a press release.
We'll do it live.
Do it live. That's really exciting. I don't. Again, I have not actually seen.
So her character name is what? Van Wilder.
Yes, it's Van Wilder.
So Van Wilder's gonna be Batwoman. Ryan Van Wilder Reynolds is yes. going to be Batwoman as Deadpool.
Yes.
Deadpool as Catwoman and Batwoman. He's just going to play both on
all
the show.
At the same time.
That's what I say. It's a crossover event. It's like in the 90s when you do Batman Spawn.
Sure.
We're doing it this way.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good show. And yeah. Y'all should watch it. I was also, too, sent a release from DC that I am reciting verbatim.
Uh-huh.
It's a good show. It's raw. It's fallible. It's
athletic.
Athletic.
Yeah. It's an athletic show.
Watch this. It's just Deadline calls it athletic.
It's just it's a American Ninja Warrior. Like I said, I haven't actually watched any of the Batwoman show. I would like to, but I just never. It's one of those things that I'll get it when
there's so much. Just the thing, they just
there's so much of it, but it's also I'll get it when it comes to streaming.
Well, we have,
you know, like I'm not going to tune into the CW.
Yeah,
I'm too old.
It's also CW. Well, I think the CW is for us now because basically, like,
no, it's for young, hip, sexy teens.
Are they still the Sexy Network?
Yeah, they're still Sexy Teen Network
because there's still stuff on there that I was watching, and then it was like, wait, so that stuff goes away, and they still do sexy stuff.
Sexy teens.
But yeah, as far as other stuff goes, not a whole lot.
There is a movie we wanted to talk about.
Oh, let's talk about that.
That we haven't seen yet because it hasn't been released.
But we're gonna.
And that movie is called Money Plane. And I can't. It's gonna be such trash. And I hope it's trash. You know how I love trash. So I hope it's like the best kind of trash. Starring WWE superstar Adam Edge Copeland, Kelsey Grammer as guy who gets Edge to go to Money Plane,
and other dudes,
and there's other dudes in it, and Denise Richards Edge's wife.
Yes,
I'm sure she's only in it for like two scenes.
She's probably in it. Maybe order. She just goes Money Plane.
That's motherfucking Money Plane.
So there's a scene where hopefully the rest of the movie lives up to this scene.
Yes.
Probably won't, but no. We'll see. But it's a scene where Kelsey Grammer, who's like the guy doing...
Who tells Edge to go to Money Plane.
Go to Money Plane.
That's basically what he does.
He's like, hey, he's like, you know, we need you to go into this Money Plane. It's like, and he's like talking about like, oh, these rich people are going to be there, whatever. And he goes, you want to bet on whatever this, you can do that. You can do this, you can do this illegal thing. It's like, if you want to bet on a guy fucking an alligator... Money Plane.
So basically the premise of Money Plane is it's this plane that flies around, and because it's in the sky, it's like not subject to like laws. So there's just a bunch of high rollers betting on horrible shit. So Edge and his crew, their job is to go steal money from Money Plane. Why they can't wait for it to land is beyond me.
No, they going to
have
spy.
To do it when it's airport.
Yeah, it's going to be like Dark Knight Rises in the beginning. but here's the thing. Now, here's the thing.
I was going to say, you have only visited Money Plane. I was born in it. I will blow you up, Money Plane.
But. I do kind of like the comic book connections here because Kelsey Grammer, of course, Beast.
Yes.
In the X-Men movies, which I still can't believe that was actually a thing. Like, they actually glued a bunch of fur out of it.
You know, that X-Men movie is so bad, but Kelsey Grammer was a good Beast.
Well, he's perfect.
That's the thing. That's one of the things that obviously and everybody's always talked about. Marvel is very good. Like, these Marvel movies get some excellent casting.
Oh, yeah.
He's a perfect beast.
And even stuff that like you don't know you needed and then you see it and you're like, man, that's good. I was thinking about this the other day. Mahershala Ali is going to be Blade.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. And I'm just that's like, right. That was announced like last Comic-Con or something.
Yeah, but I mean like do we do anything yet?
Yeah, can I have it now?
Can he invade Money Plane?
You know what? Better fucking movie.
Money Plane?
You know what? I haven't even seen Money Plane, but I can tell you right now that's a better movie.
But I also like the comic. So you got Kelsey Grammer as
Beast.
As Beast. Mm-hmm. And Adam Edge Copeland played Adam Smasher on the
that
Flash.
Yes, he did. He also played a Viking in Vikings.
Viking Plane.
Viking Blade. And he had, because everybody on that show.
It's just a different thing. It just tells you, Grammer just wearing like a helmet with horns. I just like, Viking Blade.
Well, because like that, that Viking show, was it filmed in Norway or Iceland? But most of the actors there are actually like either Norwegian or Swedish or whatever. So
as they were.
So Edge is trying to do that accent that they all have. Kind of like that Will Ferrell movie.
Which we also watched that too, yeah.
Eurovision, the story of Firestorm or whatever the
fire, fuck. Fire Saga.
Fire Saga. So he is basically trying to do that accent, much like Will Ferrell is doing in that movie.
I don't know. Kind of hype for Money Plane.
Oh, it's going to be absolute trash, but I'm 100% going to watch it. And it's supposed to come out Friday on VOD. I cannot imagine a world where this movie is going to be good, but I'm hoping.
But it's not going to be boring.
Oh, that's it. I hope it's not boring, and I hope it's so bad it's good. That's my favorite genre.
I just hope we didn't blow our wad in any trailers.
I hope it's campy as shit.
I hope there's a whole scene where he's just going, like, Kelsey Grammer's just going through all these terrible things.
And just saying Money Plane.
He's just like.
You know what would be even funnier? If he's just like. Edge is like on Money Plane and his phone rings and it's just like Kelsey Grammer telling him more things that happen on Money Plane.
Do you want to bet on a guy rolling himself in honey and trying to slide down a slip and slide? Money Plane.
Do you want to bet if I'm going to fall off this stage? Money Plane.
What is he saying? Like, I was at the UN with the interpreter.
He's telling me, like, God, oh, false.
Did he fall? Is he gonna fall off Money Plane?
I really want him to fall.
Because if Money Plane's dead, him just casually walking and just falling off Money Plane.
Oh my god! Could you imagine if he's just like casually standing on the wing and he falls?
Why is he standing? Do you want to bet that I can stand on his wing? Money Plane.
He just falls off. It would be so good.
Do you want to bet that I give my TED talk on this wing, on the wing of this plane?
Money Plane.
Money Plane.
So I'm excited to see that. I really hope it's just. So bad it's
Money Plane's here to save 2020.
I know. I can't wait. So I'm very excited because I just learned that Showgirls is streaming on HBO Max. I've been trying to watch Showgirls streaming I want to see Showgirls.
All right.
It's like burlesque. I have to just watch it all the time. I've watched burlesque like 19 times. I saw it in the theater twice.
That's right. You did.
I
saw it in the theater with you once.
Yeah, at the cheap theater.
Yeah.
And I saw it before that.
Dollar hot dogs.
Yep.
In a drawer.
Mm.
You bet I can eat all those hot dogs in that drawer?
Money Plane.
Hot dog plane.
I'd watch Hot Dog Plane.
Hot dog plane. That's the porno version. Money Plane XXX, colon, hot dog plane. This ain't Money Plane XXX.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a Money Plane.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast. A new monthly show chronicling the adventures of the JLI era by Keith Giffen and J.M. DeMatteis. We'll be going issue by issue, in release order, tackling the core Justice League title, Justice League Europe, and the quarterly book. Along the way, we'll take time out for special episodes covering various spin-offs, cartoon appearances, the infamous TV pilot, and much more. So join me in an ever-changing roster of guest hosts as we celebrate your favorite JLI members, such as
Martian Manhunter,
Batman,
Dr. Fate,
Black Canary,
Fire,
Ice,
Maxwell Lord,
Oberon,
Captain Marvel,
Rocket Red,
Captain Atom,
Mr. Miracle,
Guy Gardner,
Booster Gold,
Blue Beetle,
Nort,
and many, many more. Justice League International, Bwahaha Podcast, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Want to make something of it?
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. Is from our ongoing pile of quarantine comics,
mm-hmm.
purchased from the great Mile High Comics here in Denver. We are doing Outcasts number 3 from December 1987. Outcasts is a miniseries about a dystopian future.
It's the now.
The now.
Yeah.
And it's about mutants. I had to go to the Wikipedia to look this stuff up. Isn't really that clear in this book. Whatever city you're living in was like, you know what, mutants, y'all suck. It's illegal to be a mutant, and we're going to treat your life like shit.
Yeah.
Eventually we learn, and later on in this book, that they take all the males up into the moon.
And old ladies,
and murder them.
And children.
Yeah. But they keep all the young women and the kids, because apparently...
Well, women and girls between the ages of 13 and 35.
Right.
I'm assuming they're doing some sort of horrible sex thing.
What it is that the mutant children or whatever going on, they have some sort of enzyme that like allows for like extended life.
Oh, I see. Which
will come up later.
I get it. Okay.
So that's kind of what that is. So this outcast group is led by a girl named Kane. That's okay. Got to be Kane. And she's a mutant with the power to touch stuff and make it age and die. We don't see that in this book at all.
No.
On the cover here, it says up against the wall. And the outcast group being besieged by a bunch of guns. And they're huddled together. There's 4 of them. You got Kane. Kane, she's the leader. Well, I just realized she's got a K in her belt. I should have known this.
Oh, there you go.
That's how you know she is Kane. She's an albino woman wearing Magneto colors, and she's being flanked by Yancey.
Yancey,
who is an immortal. He can't die. And then to the other side is a dude, Dag, a.k.a. Shock. He looks like a zombie, a blue-skinned zombie, and he's got electrical powers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background is Mr. T was cybernetic. So this guy's name is B.D. Rickenbacker, who in the future, instead of football, there's something called Slaughter Bowl.
That sounds way more fun.
It sounds way more fun. He was a big star in that. But
we're close to that now. If we're just going to bring back sports and like not give a fuck about the Rona, can we just call it Slaughter Bowl?
I don't know why we're trying to make a thing of rules. You're trying to make a thing about rules. Just fucking do Slaughter Bowl.
Let's just do Slaughter Bowl. And you know what it is? It's just like whatever sport you play it all at the same time. So like basketball players are trying to play basketball where there's football players on the same field. There's hockey players. And it's just a fucking mess. And then eventually...
Well, I mean, all 4 sports are played.
Everybody plays at the same time. Baseball.
Football players are paying baseball players. I like this idea.
And everybody's just... So it's like the baseball guys try to hit the thing, but there's a football player trying to tackle him at the same time. That is Slaughter Bowl.
I like Slaughter Bowl.
I do too. Concept. I mean, seriously, we're just going to say, fuck it. You know, let's all just die of the Rona anyway.
That's like back when I was a kid and you'd play... with your toys, and you do like G.I. Joes and fucking X-Men.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking Legos.
Yeah.
And fucking LJN wrestlers.
This is the crossover sports event that everybody's been waiting for.
It's Ready Player
Nobody
One.
Nobody knew they wanted sports. It. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's very kind of Futurama-esque, too, because they also have government-controlled euthanasia centers.
Oh, man.
Which...
Actually, can we get some of those?
Which one of them is known as...
I'd rather have a euthanasia center than having to find like a cliff somewhere that I can jump off of when I turn 72. Midsummer.
One of these places is called Suicide Park, a fun park where you can go and end your life instead of choosing the boring alternative of euthanasia.
Woo! That sounds fun.
That sounds kind of like... You could do midsummer, but also be doing extreme midsummer.
Oh, that'd be fun. Do you get to like enjoy like all sorts of theme park things before?
Well, you go. Yeah,
you get your twist. You know how I love a twisty soft surf. Chocolate and vanilla cone from the zoo or theme park.
Funnel cake.
I could get one of those. I could have that. I could have a funnel cake. And then when I was ready, I could get on that ride that decapitates people.
Yeah. Or you could just do a Midsummer-esque kind of move where you get on a ride where you just stand.
Oh, it's like the Tower of Terror where it takes you up and it drops?
But instead of taking you up, it just takes you all the way up.
It catapults you.
And then it just pushes you forward.
Oh, yeah. That's good because you're definitely going to die from that height.
I hope so.
I mean, I can't imagine you'd
live. I hope so. I hope I don't live like that dude.
Wait a Midsummer.
Take a drink if you're following along our drinking game. How many times we can mention Midsummer in an episode?
And how much do we really want to end our lives, much like the people in Midsummer?
Yeah, right.
That's funny. You know what else? You know those swings.
You want to be flung from a swing?
Yeah, because you take it up and it starts going around, then it goes really, really fast.
Well, I don't want to take out other people that aren't ready to be euthanasia.
There's like a whole like crash zone. So it's like it spins really, really hard. It lets you go and you just go flying into a wall. And then you slowly smear down.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then people just like sweep you into a dustpan.
How do you sweep you into a dustpan?
I assume they have it's like a street sweeper.
Or a wet vac?
Yeah, it's like a street sweeper. And they just throw people into like a giant trash bin. I am for it. Bring me Suicide Park and Slaughter Bowl. I want both of these things.
I want them now.
Give them to me now.
But yeah, so that's basically where we're dealing with now. And at this in this book, these guys are mutants or they're dissenters, and they're trying to fuck up the status quo, which the status quo is shit.
Yeah.
So they're trying to fuck it up even worse. So we start off in a ship or... Do they board this ship or are they leaving the ship?
I think they take it over.
Okay.
Because there's like just a dude, like a guard who's sitting there, and he sees them come on board and he just goes, "Jackers!" And I'm just like thinking, "Jack, Jack, 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 Jack."
Watch out.
Yeah.
But they board the ship, the outcasts.
Yeah.
And they take it over and they're like, I guess this is going to...
Andre 3000 gets on a ship.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy get on a ship. There's this big to-do with, like, an alarm going off, so they're on the run. This is actually my favorite part of this book, where this guy tries to do an Indiana Jones and fails.
Yes.
This was the immortal guy. It's Yancey. Yancey's like, security guard's coming down. I'm going to jump for it. And he only gets halfway, and the door just clomps on him. And the football guy, DB, has to lift it up. And since this guy's immortal, he's just got these awful wounds. He's just bleeding and he's crawling. And they're like, "You okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, I guess so." It's actually kind of funny. I kind of laughed at that. These robots come in and they start shooting at the crew. And
yeah.
Kane gets shot, and then DB, who actually, you know, he looks like a black sloth because his ears here, like I'm just looking at his head. It's kind of.
He's got like a weird, like a headband, but it goes forward, and then he just has like
a Cerebro kind of thing.
Yeah, and then he just has a square. I don't know.
But he also is like built like cyborg because he's got like a hand. Like he gets shot in the neck, and he's like, "What the fuck? This sucks!" And he shoots his robot hand out. And we're fucking up these. I think they're robots or they're androids or guys.
Yeah, sure.
They recover and Yancey's like, "All right, we're taking over the ship. We're the outcasts. Don't you fucking forget it." They check in with this with Shock. Shock's girlfriend, who is also a mutant, was killed by these this regime.
So he's
out for revenge. That's his motivation.
Revenge, sure. I really need to just scream revenge on like a more consistent basis.
Reminds me, I shared that video of that episode of Puddin', where it's just Eddie Pepitone just screaming, Avenge me!
That's really what I need to do. I just need to tell people for no real reason. There's nothing to avenge me for.
Yeah, you can make something up.
But I'm sure I could think of something and just walk around talking about how I'm going to get my revenge.
I'm going to get you.
Not even anybody specific.
Just yell out the window, "Avenge me!
Avenge me!" Maybe I should do that every morning.
Well, you know what? You know,
get people, up, people, water, plant, water it, the garden, scream, "Avenge me!"
I'm just sleeping. I just hear, "Avenge me!"
She's at it again.
You know how for a while, I don't know if people are still doing it, but they're shooting off fireworks and howling at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe instead of howling, you just yell, "Avenge me!"
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I should. I don't think they're still doing it anymore.
Yeah, why'd we stop that?
Because it was dumb.
Is it really that dumb?
We're supposed to like feel like we're together in the time of the Ronas, but these fucking morons won't even put on a mask, so I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
We're not together.
This is the exchange where Kane's like, "How's your back?" And Yancey's like, "What do you think? I'll live." He kind of looks like Ricardo Montalban, but with red eyes.
Neat.
Wrath of Khan, starring this guy. So they ship off into space and they're going into the moon for some reason. And we get kind of a bit of a background about mutants and how, like, a lot of them are just, you know, grotesque people. But, you know, sometimes you look like a normal dude. Like this dude here, this dude with the skinny head.
Yeah, because there's a lot of this. Now we get into a lot of the narration boxing about like the mutants and stuff. And they're like, most people, they look normal. They just have like a weird chromosome or a fucked up gene. And I'm like, yeah, how many of us don't? That's what DNA breaks all the fucking time.
Yeah, right.
They're like, so they're labeled a mutant, and now they're being shipped off to this colony called like Luna 19.
Luna 19, which is supposed to be a work colony.
Yeah.
And they have like this introductory video where
it's like this, where it's like, hey, yeah, that's right. I'm a mutant.
Drongo Wilson.
And
kind of looks like Pinhead, but without the pins. Like he just wore the pin, like the thing on his like, face, but he took it off.
Is that like Pinhead when he's like, is that corporate Pinhead?
Yeah, this is between.
Like, this is when he's trying to be taken seriously. And then Pinhead is when he's at the club.
He lets loose on the weekends, but during the week he is.
During the week, he's an accountant.
He is a spokesperson for Luna 19. And he's like, yeah, you know what?
It's going to be so fucking great when you live here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a mutant, but things are pretty cool here. You know, we have.
Sweet pads.
We have this one of these signs here. They have like, where you can just go to entertainments.
Ooh, entertainments. My favorite.
And then another thing, just red light, where I'm assuming that's where the prostitution is.
Mm.
And then Kid Park. So
yay, Kid Park.
So Pinhead's just shilling this deal, and all the people on the ship are just like, oh, maybe it's not that bad. And so they get off the ship. Immediately, they're being herded into like these different groups.
It mimics the Holocaust, where they get off these transports. A guard pushes them into one side or the other. And then the people who go into a certain side get gassed to death.
Also, a lot of these mutants have Emo Phillips hair, which is strange.
Yeah, which is weird. Maybe that's what happens when you're a mutant. Your hair just grows like that.
Out of nowhere, Pinhead shows up.
Yeah.
And like one of the guys is like, hey, it's the guy from the video. He's very excited. He's like, hey, is it as cool as you say it is? He's like, oh, you know it.
You know what that is? That's you just saw a local guy who does commercials at the store. Hey, it's the guy from the commercial.
That's the time. That is like the time when, and I've told the story before, when my dad found a flower in the yard and he was like, I'm going to take this to Dan Majeski nursery.
Uh-huh.
And we were there and Dan Majeski came out.
Oh shit!
My dad was like, you went back home. He's telling my mom, it's like, oh, Dan Majeski came out. He knew what it was right away. That guy knew the flower was a dianthus. So yeah,
which is why we planted dianthus last year.
That's right. This is this guy's Dan Majeski moment. As in Majeski Majeski, I don't know, whatever. Because you knew it was him because he had a little cartoon of himself standing behind a tree. That was his logo. Like, it's like a little like caricature of himself kind of peeking out behind a tree.
That's really funny.
Drongo's like, yo, this is going to be shit's going to be dope. And they get a bunch of the guys get shoved into a room.
Yep.
And then they get gassed.
Yep.
The ship that the outcasts are on are like trying to land on the moon. Apparently it's on the dark side of the moon, which everything apparently is on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking Transformers on the dark side of the moon. Pink Floyd's on the dark side of the moon. Work Colony's on the dark side of the moon. Yeah. If we ever get to the dark side of the moon, it better be fucking dope.
There's probably flying cars over there.
I know. They're fucking having a great time there.
All the great shit that we want, like universal healthcare, it's over there.
Fucking murder, Slaughter Bowl.
Slaughter Bowl. Yeah.
Definitely flying cars.
Suicide Park.
Suicide Park. Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah, it's all there.
They're trying to land, and the robots on the surface are like, hey, like, you shouldn't be here. Kane's like, no, but our ship has, like, problems. They're like, no.
Yeah, because they're like, we're going to go see what's going on.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, go away. And they're like, oh, no, we are breaking down. We have to come see you. And they, like, literally try to shoot at these people.
The robots are like, fuck off. Get out of here. They turn around. Shock is pretty pissed because Shock is like, he's out for blood.
Yeah, he's like, why the fuck are we, like, running away? And they're like, dude,
it'll just do it. Don't worry, man. We'll figure it out. You know, it's actually, Kane's like, it's not that bad. Now we know some stuff. And now we know there's certain robots from a certain company.
Yeah.
That, you know, we can use some information against or whatever. And this is what BD figures this out, right? And this is actually one of my favorite parts of this book. he's like, yeah, it's this robot thing. I noticed, I could see that. I know this thing. And Kane's like, oh, okay, that's cool to know. Good job, BD. And BD's like, yeah, I ain't just a pretty face lady. There's a brain in here somewhere. And then we just get this big panel of him
laughing.
Of the ship, like, flying away. And it's just
his head in space.
His head in space, and he's laughing. It's like, why you had to do that? Like, why you couldn't just laugh in the panel where he makes the joke?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to get this big dramatic panel. We'd be like, ha, ha, ha. It's like
it's very funny.
Apparently he became a celestial being made of humor, but pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then we're back in Big City. We see how shitty it is. So
yeah, it's just like all these neon lights where it's just like girls, girls, girls. And it's like something's bad magazine. What does it say?
Beefcake Man's Mad.
There it is. And they're just like, hey, there's always a transporter because there's just bodies constantly for people who either got murdered, just died, or they killed themselves. And they're just like, every day these transporters have to go out and be like, gotta pick up this body. And one of them has like a pipe through his head.
Yeah, I was supposed to say. So they say the suicides, the homicides, and the just plain dieds.
Yeah,
there's always a rich harvest. And there's a dude they're picking up, and he just looks like Steve Martin with the arrow through his head.
Yeah,
but it's like an entire like screw. It looks like a big screw.
Yeah,
just stick it through his head. But it's like there's no blood. It doesn't look gory. It's just through his head.
Yeah,
that guy could just be sleeping. He could just be have a costume on.
Yeah, it might just be one of those like arrows.
Because some of the other people that are dead, like there's a dude with a bucket. Oh, did you see this guy in the corner here? He's got a soup pot on his head, but he was also killed by a skateboard.
Yeah, it's just through his chest.
But yeah, people are dying weird and wacky ways.
Yeah, I mean there must have been something going on because this guy's like been impaled with the skateboard. The other guy got a pipe through the head.
Yeah, it's kind of like fucking MacGyver was murdering people. Well, this is the part where there's like a bus.
Yeah,
that picks people up to go to work, which apparently people don't like people going to work. And
fuck that shit.
They're watching the news, and
might get the Rona.
And the skinny man in a bow tie comes up, and he's like, here is the news this 8 a.m. Al, the human anaconda, is dead.
That's right. We take like three or four panels to talk about this, and it doesn't matter. I don't think
it matters at all.
In this book, it doesn't matter to anything.
Yeah. So apparently, Al, the human anaconda, is famous for swallowing people.
Yes.
Which I feel like is something we've also brought up on the show before, too.
Swallowing people?
Yeah. I feel like in the many random things we've talked about on the show, over the past
probably it is a fetish.
Yes, that's what
yeah, it is a fetish. It has a name. I can't remember what it's called.
Yes, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And it's described his attempt to swallow veteran cowboy actor.
Well, it was like
Spurs Moran.
It sounds like they were both actors. He's like, oh, he was gonna like swallow his co-star or something.
Well, no, it sounds like this was at a party.
Oh, okay.
It was at a party. Accident happened last night at Mozzarelli's restaurant.
Sure.
Fellow guests say Al, real name Albert Thung, had been drinking heavily. His attempt to swallow veteran cowboy actor Spurs Moran turned to disaster when he failed to notice that Spurs had not been removed from his boots.
Yeah, he left his boots on. So, like, what happens if he, like, swallows this guy? Does he, like, spit him back out?
Well, it's like a sword. Maybe it's like a sword swallower where you just go in and then you go, ha ha, and you pull him out.
Right. I was going to say, like, it's not like a snake, right? Where he, like, eats him. This is very confusing.
Well, you mean he's a human?
There's not enough detail in these throwaway comic book panels.
There's not enough detail in this miniseries from 1987 that nobody remembers.
Nope.
That only ever got referenced again in a Lobo comic.
Sure.
But yeah, this is where I just noticed this. So the company, the Styron company, is where that the BD was like, yeah, those robots from the Styron company. And so we go to this office where the head of this company, or one of these guys, I guess he's Vandermeer Chief Physic. I don't know.
Sure, whatever.
And then the nurse comes in, and this is where we're talking about this enzyme.
Yeah.
Because the nurse comes in and he's like, okay, I'm giving you an injection in your ass. And, this is also where we learned that.
And he's also like staring at this woman's ass.
Well, before that, this actually does serve a purpose, because this is also where I'll just call him Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah.
Jackie Earl Haley is like, talking to somebody about that ship that the Outcasts were on.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, the ship that was trying to get on the moon and we told them to get fucked. And Jack Earl Haley's like, yeah, this is that's kind of weird. Maybe you should like do a bunch of security and shit.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we leave that. And then this is where afterward the nurse is like, how you doing? He's like, oh, man, I'm so good. I'm looking at your ass and I'm 104 years old.
And I'm now I got, so fucking horny.
And now I got a boner. Because he's in, you know, we're implying erections and stuff, and he's also he's got like vampire teeth, but he's also drooling. It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. But apparently the serum, he's like, well, he didn't get to it soon enough because he's 104, so it's not going to like reverse his physical appearance. It's just going to stop him from continuing to age, and probably give him another 20 to 30 years. That's too many years.
He made it to 104 without the stuff?
Okay. Right. That's a really good question. When did he start taking it? Because it doesn't say like he's been taking it for 10 years or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of like Mr. Burns where they froze him so they can figure out how to cure his stab wounds. Was it 37?
Like he did that or 47 stab wounds in the back or something like that.
Like the part where it was like, we've gotten to this many. Yay.
Yeah, it's very
funny. So there's a security shakedown. And the officers try to invade. I believe this is where Ricardo Montalban, or Yancey, decides to just overshoot the landing pad and crash into whatever building, whatever place they're at.
Yeah.
And that's how we end. So that'll do it for Outcasts number 3 from December 1987. Did you want to continue to find out more about the Outcasts?
If I ran across it again in the like cheap in the dollar bin, I might pick up another issue because really? I do. There's some interesting things going on here in this dystopia with this, you know, the mutants and the aging serum and the colony
and Slaughterball.
Yeah, and Slaughterball. So I might give it another shot. I might give like another issue and see how I feel.
Reading ahead in some of the stuff that happens in the story, it seems pretty intense. Actually, it does seem pretty dense for just a mini, like a throwaway miniseries. So it might be worth revisiting too. I'll take back my earlier dissent, but yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check it out. I do know, reading ahead, though, that DB fights a duo named the Satan Brothers. So I think if there's any incentive, to get into the future issues where the Satan Brothers show up, I might be persuaded to do so. That's our episode for this week. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. And let your friends know about the show and tell them to check us out. We would really appreciate that. So thanks again, folks, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.